What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 1020. In this episode, I'll discuss how to predict failure of insulin transition in critically ill patients with diabetic ketoacidosis. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode1020. And now, on to the episode. When patients with DKA are treated with IV insulin and then develop a normal anion gap, standard practice is to transition the patient to subcutaneous insulin. This transition is essential to make on a timely basis because patients receiving IV insulin require more nursing resources. However, some patients fail this transition and develop recurrent DKA, requiring resumption of IV insulin and a transfer back to a higher level of care. The ability to predict which patients might fail this transition can help prevent otherwise avoidable transfers back to the ICU. A group of authors published in Pharmacotherapy a retrospective cohort study to evaluate the ability of serum bicarbonate levels of 16 MEQs per liter or less to predict IV to sub-Q transition failures among those with a normal anion gap at the time of transition. Of the nearly 100 patients analyzed for this study, patients who developed a normal anion gap but had a serum bicarb of 16 MEQs per liter or less were significantly more likely to experience a transition failure. The odds ratio for this sign was 4.74, and the difference was statistically significant. The study provides a potential method for identifying DKA patients at risk of failing the transition to subcutaneous insulin and should provide the impetus for further study in a larger population. The article in this episode is a selection from my Hospital Pharmacy Academy's weekly literature digest. Every week, Academy members are provided a summary curated and explained by me of the top hospital pharmacy-related articles published that week from over 20 major journals and sources to save you time and keep you up to date with the literature. To get immediate access, go to pharmacyjoe.com/academy. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.